It is November 5th, 2021. Time is 8:30 a.m. My name's Robert Hicks. I'm Special Magistrate assigned to hear these cases today. As Special Magistrate, I'm an independent, impartial, and unbiased hearing officer. The magistrate does not work for the property appraiser or the tax collector, is independent of the property appraiser and the tax collector, and is not influenced by the property appraiser or the tax collector. The hearings will be held in an orderly, fair, and unbiased manner. The law does not allow the special magistrate to review any evidence unless it is presented on the record at the hearing or presented upon agreement of the parties while the record is open. And the law requires that the special magistrate evaluate the relevance and credibility of the evidence in deciding the results of each petition. I'm here today with the property appraiser. If you could state your name for the record.
Freddie Blackburn.
Okay. The petitioner, we have 20 hearings today, and the petitioner is the same for all 20. It's Ryan LLC, Robert Payton. At 8:28, we received an email that says, "I'm sure that Barbara already informed you of this, but I wanted to make sure that you are aware that we will not be participating in today's hearings because we do not have a notary available. However, we would like for our evidence to be considered in our absence." Signed by Robert Payton. So we will review the evidence with the property appraiser, so we'll go ahead and swear him in. Raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Let me see if we got... Okay, so I guess we're going to just run down these one by one. Beginning with petition number 21-061. The key number is 452290. Okay, so I have the evidence package here. It says that this is a... I'm not sure. The taxpayer is SFR JV-12019-1 Borrower LLC, again represented by Ryan. So with that, if we could have the property appraiser verify the just value and the assessed value and taxable value for the record.
The just value is $181,216. The assessed and taxable value are the same as just.
Okay, and if you could describe this property and explain how you made your assessment.
If you look at your packet,
this is all of them or one?
This is one.
One, okay. We will mark this packet from the property appraiser as PAOA.
If the magistrate would give me just a little consideration on this first one to go over some stuff, and then we should move quickly through the rest of them.
Okay, and those comments will be incorporated by reference throughout all of the hearings?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
If you refer to the front page, it says Exhibit A on this first packet.
Okay.
And it goes on to state that the following documents will be submitted for all the petitions being heard today.
Okay.
So again, just going through it all the way down. Sorry I did not label these page numbers, but basically in essence, it shows you how the property appraiser adjusted the square foot calculation is derived.
All right.
And those percentages are basically assisted with Marshall and Swift. The second page is the auxiliary area adjustments to base area. Again, those percentages to the base area. So if the base area is 100%, if you look at a garage or GRF, that'll be 55%. So we take that square foot of the garage, let's say 500 square foot garage, that gets multiplied by 55%. And that again is part of our adjust value that we assess properties for in mass appraisal.
Okay.
Again, going through that, you got some neighborhood codes if you needed to refer to them. And also land codes, if you need to refer to those, along with structure type codes. We also have in there the just valuation cost of sale, you know, the 8 criteria and the bell-shaped curve, et cetera, that not everybody will be assessed at 85%. It's based on a stratum or market area that's 85% per DOR, but not every sale is at 85%. Literature on that. And the last few pages are basically our DOR, Department of Revenue, submission. That we turn into Department of Revenue every year, that we have met 15% for those stratums. Okay. And then the last page is our 2021 level of assessments by stratum for the whole state of Florida, and Hernando County's in there. So these documents are being submitted for all 20 petitions today.
Okay. So again, we'll mark this one as PAO Exhibit A and apply this to all of the hearings.
You should be on.
So the just going back to the 8 criteria, the neighborhood codes are applicable to the location criteria, and the land codes and improvement codes are applicable to the size criteria.
The land codes are.
Don't you have the land codes tell what kind of land it is?
Right. If it's an O1 land type on our property record card, it's a, you know, residential lot. O2 would be
okay,
a waterfront.
So that's
type. Yes,
okay.
Sir. It's thing with structure type. If it's single family, multifamily.
Okay, those are types. Okay. Okay. All right.
Now you should be at the cover sheet of the petition with the just values.
Okay.
If you turn to page 1 of this packet, you'll see the property card for the subject, which is a single-family resident property. It's a concrete block structure. If you turn to page 4, you'll see our synopsis on vacant land that helps support our cost approach, which are on our property record cards. These are why the vacant lands are being submitted. The subject is located in Spring Hill, having a neighborhood code 5130, land type code of 01 residential. The sales report 1 reflects sales within neighborhood 5130. There were 22 vacant lot sales having a land type 01. These land sales are at a weighted mean of 84.13%. Our weighted mean on our property appraisers CAMA system sales analysis is basically our cost of sale for the 1 and 8. So if you took the just values divided by the sell price of those properties, you would get 84.13%.
Okay.
And the those values, the just values and the sales values, are totaled on the bottom of page 5. Again, these are just being submitted that we've considered a cost of sale there. Vacant land comparable.
Page 5 is what again?
I believe it's on page 5.
What is that?
At the bottom, you'll see the just value and the sale prices are all totaled.
Oh, I see. And then you take your percentage from that?
That's where the weight.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where the 84.13% comes into play, the weighted mean.
Okay.
Vacant land comp 1, also within the same neighborhood, sold March 2020 for $28,900. This is going to be on sales report number 2. Sales report 2 reflects sales most comparable to subject, which is comprised of 12,991 square feet, or $1.55 per square foot.
What, so what page is that?
Page seven is sales report number two.
Okay. And we're still on land?
Vacant land. We're about to finish up the vacant land here. Again, the subject is comprised of 12,991 square feet, a value of $20,136 or $1.55 per square foot. Comp one sold for $28,900. It's comprised of 13,686 square feet, or a value sold for a value of $2.11 per square foot. Comp two, also within that same neighborhood, sold for $14,500. It's a 12,366 square foot lot and sold for $1.17 per square foot. Comp three, again, same neighborhood, sold for $20,000. It's comprised of 12,553 square feet, sold for $1.59 a square foot. Comp four, sold for $18,285. 12,253 square foot lot, sold for $1.49 a square foot. Comp five, sold for $23,000. 13,521 square feet or $1.70 a square foot. These sales are being reconciled by the PA having an indicated price per square foot range from $1.17 to $2.11. This market evidence is being presented to support the subject's rate, land rate of $1.55 falls within this range, and this is being supplied to support the cost approach on our property record cards.
All right, where's the dollar? Is the $1.55 on this page? On page seven, does it show the $1.55?
It should be in blue, if I'm not mistaken. We had to hand type them in on the report. The subject, no, sir. If you're looking for the subject's property, it would be on the land on page one on the subject property card.
So the 20,136.
And right to the left of that, you'll see the rate at 155, and the value's at 20,136.
Okay, oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
Behind that, pages nine. Pages eight. You'll see the area map of those vacant lots. Pages 9 through 18 of the property record cards being submitted for additional support if needed. So we're going to move on to page 19. And the or improved property synopsis. In the CAMA developed sales analysis adjustments to account for reasonable fees, a cost of purchase for sales comparison of land sales for the cost approach are made within the CAMA systems modeling structure. The cost of sales reflected on the CAMA developed sales analysis report under the weighted mean for that neighborhood stratum in accordance with the provided DR 493. Pages 19 through 25 are all the sales within the subject neighborhood. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 2389 Tobias Avenue, which is located in the neighborhood of 5130 Spring Hill, Florida. The lot is 12,991 square foot. The home was built in 2006 with an effective year of 2008. Having 1,178 square feet, a living area of 1,781 square feet, $2,085 adjusted square feet, and total of 2,372 total square feet under roof. There is no swimming pool included in the exterior features of this property. The subject's market value is $181,216 or $85.93 per adjusted square foot. So if you refer to page 19, 20, 21, 22, at the end of 25, these are 138 cells. This is, again, page 25 is 138 cells. The weighted mean is 85.20%. The square foot rate meeting of all these cells are $93.75. The subject is $85.93 per adjusted square foot. So we comb through these 138 cells, and if you look at page 26, these are the five most relative comparison properties that we could find out of these. Comp 1 is a detached single-family residence within the same neighborhood. It was built in 2002 with an effective year of 2002. Has a living area of 1,697 square feet, 2,016 adjusted square feet, 2,321 total square feet. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features. Sold for $171,000 or $83.82 per adjusted square foot. Comp 2, same neighborhood, year built 2008, effective year 2010, has a living area of 1,748, 2,039 adjusted square feet, 2,356 total square feet, no swimming pool included in the exterior features. Sold for $189,000 or $91.87 per adjusted square foot. Comp 3 is a single family residence, same neighborhood, year built 2005, effective year 2007. Has a living area of 1,820 square feet or 2,136 adjusted square feet. Has a total square feet, 2,453. No swimming pool included in the exterior features. Sold for $145,000 or $66.84 per adjusted square foot. Comp 4 is a detached single family residence as well, same neighborhood. Year built 2002, effective year 2002. Has a living area of 1,808 square feet living area, 2,055 adjusted square feet, 2,408 total square feet. No swimming pool included in the exterior features. Sold for $180,000 or $86.10 per adjusted square foot. And then resold again for $215,000 or $103.13 square foot. Basically, why it was resold, it was an unrepaired sinkhole cell first. The investor purchased it, repaired the sinkhole, and then turned around and sold it as a repaired sinkhole. Comp 5 is a detached single-family residence located in the same neighborhood. Year built 2004, effective year 2004. Living area of 1,694 square feet, 2,030 adjusted square feet, 2,349 total square feet, no swimming pool included in the exterior features. Sold for $199,900 or $97.35 per adjusted square foot. These five relative cells have an adjusted square foot rate median of $88.99. The subject is being assessed at $85.93 per adjusted square foot. This market evidence is being presented to support that the PA's 2020 just value is not overstated. Currently, the highest and best use of this property is a single-family residence based on its zoning. The income approach was considered but not developed by the property appraisers due to the lack of sufficient rental income and expenses data to develop a credible opinion of value in the subject's market area. Going back, just want to touch back on a couple things on page 26 to help understand the property record or the property appraiser sales analysis. The key number is the first one, moving left to right, is the key number. The DOR designation of 01. The neighborhood code of 5130 is the market or stratum area. To the right of that is the parcel number. And underneath that, you'll see 01/20, which is the date it sold. The 3807 is the book number. The 0093 is the page number. The I stands for improved property. The instrument type was a warranty deed. And the Q stands for qualified. Moving under to the land is the land type 01, meaning residential. The value of that land and the acres, which is 0.2 in the, under this particular key number. The feature values on that property, which are exterior, concrete, swimming pools, pool cages, etc., are $3,061. Moving underneath the building is your building type is an 01, which is residential single family. The value of that structure, $131,713. It was year built 2002, effective 2002. The ASQFT, or adjusted square foot, is 2,055. The TSQFT, total square foot under roof, means garage, porches, lanais, everything. The just value, of course, $150,274. The rate that it sold at was $86,010. The adjusted sale, we'll come back to that in just a second. The sale, obviously $180,000, and the ratio is 8.83%. So if you took the sale price, the how we do it in Mass Appraisal Systems, we back out features. All features within Hernando County abroad are all the same rate. So if you have a 16 foot, whatever concrete, it's all the same square foot. So if concrete in all of Hernando County is $2 a square foot, et cetera. So when we do our analysis, we take out features because not every house in Hernando County has swimming pools or has the same amount of concrete or patios, utility sheds, you name it, anything that's exterior. So we remove those to get just to the land and home. So if you took the sale price minus features, that equals your adjusted sale price, which in this case is $176,939. You take that adjusted sale price and divide it by the adjusted square foot, and that's where you're going to get the $86.10 as a rate. Once we get done comparing our properties, we then add back the features at the end. Any questions on our analysis?
So you add back the features from that specific home?
Yes, sir. You know, if those, in this case, those $3,061 in that particular line item features would be added back in to get the total value, or, you know, the total just value at the end of the day.
Okay. Is the top line the subject or the?
Comp 4, in this particular one, the subject line is right above it on the top of that bar, the information bar key number. I typed in subject to try to give a comparison between the comps below it.
So the one in red? What red one is the subject? Key number 534292. This one is the subject?
No, right above it, in blue.
Seven. Oh, up there. Yes. Okay. Do we have the sales history of the subject when it was purchased, or is that in here?
I'm sorry, yes, sir. I'd be on the page, property record card. I apologize. Give me 1 second. So the subject property sold 3/15/2019 for $196,000.
Okay.
And then it did some kind of transaction on September of 2019, basically changing the name a little bit from for $100 transaction. Page 27 is the aerial map of those property of the comparables and the subject location. And then the remaining portion of this packet are the property record cards for the comparables, improved comparables.
Okay. All right. So anything further on the? You're done with this? With the package, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, it looks like based on this analysis, looks like you've considered all of the factors under the statute and are entitled to the presumption of correctness. So, with that, we'll look at the petitioner's evidence package, which we'll mark PET 1. I think I'm also going to mark the property-specific package that we just went through for the property appraiser as a PAOB so that we can just add the other part to all the other hearings since it goes with all the hearings. Okay. So in this package, I have a copy of the petition, and I have a package from Ryan with the cover sheet. The value adjustment board summary of evidence that shows the parcel number, the owner's name, the purchase price of $196,000 in 2019. And there's a sales grid with four sales on it. And the subject. Now these all appear to be in the same neighborhood, and looks like adjustments were made for lot size. Age and building size. So in summer statistics shows a range of sale price between 171,000 and 198,000 with the average of 187 and median of 189,500. And then they've taken 15%. Cost of sale adjustment, which indicates an average of 164,600, 164,475, and are requesting a adjusted just value of $164,500. I also have a location map showing where the sales are, and that's the complete package. So with that, does the property appraiser have any rebuttal to the process or sales used by the petitioner?
Yes, sir. Can I submit?
Yes, please. We will mark this as PAOC.
So everything, obviously, that you see in blue and red are what we added to it. We put the PA's market value up in the left-hand corner just as a reference point. I'll try to explain these red squares and blue rectangles, etc. The petitioner on that item said total adjusted area. I don't know if they were trying to use like our adjusted square foot. But if you turn to the page behind it, that I've basically put these key numbers or these properties in our CAMA system and ran a sales grid, you'll see the blue line is your total square feet and the yellow highlighted is your adjusted square feet. So the petitioner has used the total area underneath the roof, so porches, garage, and everything as their measurement unit of measurement. Going at the bottom where it says rate after cost of sale, basically what we have done is we've taken the sell price under comp one, divided it by the 2372 to get the 6507 in that red box. Then we took the sell price of 154,350 and divided it by the total square foot of 2321 to get that 6650, and repeated that process down the line. And then we put the range in red down in the bottom right-hand corner. Those range rates run from 6507 to 7387. If you use the blue range, it's 66.50 to 81.41, the subject's rate up in the top left corner. And again, I'm taking this the PA's property appraiser's just value, dividing it by the total square foot to get that 76.40, and again, I'm not backing out features or anything. It is at this point, basically, the 76.40 falls within the blue range, and we feel if total square foot is a good measurement of unit to measurement, we don't understand why they took the sell price divided by the subject, sell price divided by the subject on the red box, red squares.
Subject. I'm not following that. So the red squares on where it says right after COS, or what red squares on the top?
Yes, sir. Do you mind if I approach?
Sure.
So I'll try to make it a little.
You might have to speak in the mic, I think.
So if you take the sale price,
6650. Sales price 180.
I'm looking at their cost of sale, rate after cost of sale. So the 154,350 is their final price value,
mm-hmm,
divided by the red box. Winds up with 6507.
Red box being
their total just square foot, the subjects.
Which one? They're dividing their adjusted price by the subject size?
Yes, sir. So
why? I don't know how that would have any relevance.
I don't know either. So what we did is we're trying to, I'm sorry, it looks like my little kid got a hold of this, but if you took the sell price divided by their subject, total square foot. Is this thing on?
Yeah. The recording is just on my.
Oh no, I don't need to be heard. I just want to. I'm used to hearing it.
So you're saying that 54,350 divided by 2372?
Should equal 6507. Unless.
6507. Okay.
And then if you do the same sell price divided blue, the 22,321, which is the comp one total.
Which is 153,
154,350.
154,350. Divided by their number. Their number.
Divided by that to actually see what it sold for per total square foot.
Okay, 6650.
So we repeated that process throughout.
But where did they didn't do this analysis of 6507? That's not on their evidence.
Well, you did that, right? If you look at the red, well, they didn't supply the rates, so I had to calculate out the rates.
But why would you divide it by the sub? Why would you divide their sales price by the subject size?
That is what they did. Here's your. If you take their estimated opinion of value on the bottom.
Okay.
Of 164. Divided by the subject's total square foot of 2372.
Right.
You get 6935. If you look across the red and you figured out the median of the red rates, you would get somewhere close to what their opinion of value or estimated value is calculating. That's why I feel that they're using. And again, unfortunately, they did not supply the rate. And I didn't go through. I could sit here and break everything out, but I've marketed their sheet up enough as it is, trying to make heads or tails of it.
Oh, they didn't put the rate on. You're saying they didn't put the rate on. The per square foot rate in the grid for each one.
The one that they put in the bottom as a sale price per square foot is up here at the top. The actual what it sold for.
Okay.
But after cost of sale and everything, they did not put another rate below to determine the mate and rate and medians or the range. Yes, sir.
That's what this. Getting that 77. The sale price, oh, that's the adjusted sale price. So the sale price is 171 divided by their total size is 73. Okay, so that's that. And then, they've made adjustments to increase the value. The adjusted price is higher than the sale price of 180. $77.55, and then if they take 15% off of that.
No, they took 15% off the sale price of 171. So if you took 171,000 times it, that's where your 25,650 will come into play.
Your position, at least I understand from your evidence package A, was that 15% is inappropriate in this kind of analysis?
Well, no, we in our evidence, we were saying that the whole stratum is at 85. Not every single property is going to be, yes, I guess you could say that.
Right. If you're looking at property by property, I mean, I believe that the 85% is put into the CAMA system to account for these things that are unknown, like furniture sold at the property or market conditions that were unknown or things like that.
Correct.
But in this context, you are verifying the sale, so you wouldn't have those answers when you talk to the property owner. You would know whether the furniture was in there, and there, so there would be no need to. I think that's what I've read this article before.
Yes, sir.
I think that's the what the
we submitted.
What
it.
They say is that the what the opinion of this article is that on a case by case appraisal basis, a fee appraisal basis, it's not necessary to take out additional an additional adjustment for those things. That's only required when you're doing mass appraising. And this is not mass appraising. This is, I mean, either both sides of what you did were not mass appraising. It's, you've picked four sales and you're comparing them to the subject. And if you are, have confirmed them, you would know all those issues that potentially would require that adjustment. That's my understanding of that memo, but.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what they've done basically is they've used a different square foot. Instead of using the adjusted square foot, they've used the total square foot. But it looks like they've been consistent and used it across the board. So I guess the question is, are these sales, I mean, do you have any knowledge of the anything about these sales that would make them inferior to the sales that you chose?
The only one, Comp 4 has a swimming pool, and I don't see an adjustment for pool. It has a $16,846 feature value. There was not an inferior adjustment. I did not dispute or going to dispute. I don't know how. Unfortunately, they're not here to contest to see how they derive their adjustments. And that's one thing I did fail to mention earlier about our CAMA system, a sales analysis, is that we did not make any inferior or superior adjustments. That's just the sales data, raw. We didn't adjust for land size or to the subject anyway.
Okay.
So the second page I supplied to you, again, I just put those four properties in a key selector and ran a report. And that report shows the weighted mean at 84.28% with a square foot rate median of 92.75, the subjects being assessed at 85.93 per square feet. And again, this report, same as ours, is not making comparable adjustments to the subject, you know, superior and inferior adjustments.
Your report, you mean your this report that you prepared?
Correct. The one that I've supplied to you is not making adjustments for effective year, land size, swimming pools, etc. to the subject. And that would be true moving through all the rest of these petitions today.
Okay. If this sale number 4 did have a pool and they didn't make an adjustment for it, wouldn't that be benefit? I mean, wouldn't that make the numbers higher?
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not really arguing anything. I just think, I guess if I was going to make an argument, there's two arguments. They use total square foot as their unit of measurement. Again, using the garages, lanais, etc. But again, that they moved it through. Their methodology was the same throughout. So, and again, my second argument would be is their estimated value is based on taking the sale price of comps, dividing it by their total square feet to get the rate. That argument will be the same for all.
detail in the first one is best. Okay, so the next one is petition number 21-062. The key number is 1534673. Property appraiser's package will be marked as PAOB. Values for the record.
Petition 062, just values $183,127. The assessed and taxable are the same. No adjustments made after the trim values.
Okay. Okay, if you could describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The subject is a detached single-family residence located in 14080 Bensbrook Drive, which is located in the neighborhood 3601, located on a lot that size of 7,700 square feet. The home was built in 2005, has an effective year of 2005, a living area of 2,051 square feet, 2,443 adjusted square feet, and total underneath the roof is 2,826. There's no swimming pool on the subject property. And the property appraiser is assessing this property at $74.37 per adjusted square foot. Again, the subject property record card is going to be on page 1, 2, and 3. Pages 5 through 10 are going to be all the cells within the neighborhood Sterling Hills. Again, they have a weighted mean of 85.28%, square foot rate median of $85.41 per adjusted square foot. The subject is being assessed at $74.37 per adjusted square foot. If you turn to page 11, these are the comparable properties that are most relative to the subject out of the 119 property sales within that community. Going down the list, you have Comp 1 sold for $215,000 or $89.10 per adjusted square foot. Comp 2 sold for $200,000. Or $81.23 per adjusted square foot. Comp 3 sold for $199,000 or $83.33 per adjusted square foot. Comp 4 sold for $220,000 or $89.01 per adjusted square foot. Comp 5 sold for $235,000 or $91.16 per adjusted square foot. These five comparables have a weighted mean of 84.19% and a square foot rate median of $89.01. The subject is being assessed again at 74.37 per square foot. Page 12, you'll see the aerial map. And the remaining documents behind that would be the property record cards of the comparable properties. So, based on the data submitted on page 11, the property appraiser has reconciled that our just value is not overstated, or our opinion is not overstated.
This back to the page 11, the ratio, I'm not sure I understand. The ratio is the ratio between the what, this price and the adjusted price?
The ratio is if you take the just value divided by the sale price.
The just value at the time of the
our just value. So under the just value line item, let's say particular on comp one, the just value is $181,313.
Okay.
If you took $181,313 divided by the sale price, you'd get 84%. So we're, the property appraiser is assessing that property at 84% of what the sale price was.
Okay, but as far as comparing that to the to the subject, where you're not, that's
no.
That's just for informational purposes. You're doing it on a per square foot price, right?
We assess by using the adjusted square foot, and that rate is right next to the just value. To the right, you'll see rate, and that is the rate that we're saying it is. It sold for per adjusted square foot, again,
right,
minus feature values.
Right. Okay, so the ratio is not really pertinent to this evaluation because you're not using the ratios. You're using the prices.
We're using the rate. Yeah, the ratio, again, is just showing our cost of sale, basically,
okay,
in a sense.
And this just value, is that the just value at the time of the sale? Or after, I mean, don't they get readjusted? Don't they get reassessed after a sale?
So if you look at the line item there, the comp one, they sold for $215,000. So the only adjusted sale price to the left of that is $212,066. So $215,000 minus the feature value, which is $2,934,
mm-hmm,
equals $212,066.
Okay.
Then we take that adjusted sale price, because we're backing out features, because not every home has the same features.
Right.
And we take that adjusted sale price divided by the adjusted square foot. Adjusted square foot on this comp one is 2,380. So we're taking that subject, the adjusted square foot within that particular cell. We're saying, okay, the garage is 500 square feet. We're assessing it at a 55% of size. So we're making size adjustments to that particular cell, but we're not making size adjustments to the subject property for, you know, for this case today.
Okay.
So that's where the $89.10 per adjusted square foot underneath the rate comes from. Adjusted sale price divided by adjusted square feet equals the rate of 89.10.
Okay, but the just value of the 181,000, is that, that's established?
That's our opinion of value at, that they're being assessed at, the just value. So that's what they're being taxed on.
Okay.
Or the just value at the end of the day, not their taxable.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we got to the end of that one?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The evidence from the petitioner was submitted. Comprised of the same items as the prior hearing. Petition, cover letter, grid, and location map. The petitioner is requesting a value of $174,900. Property was acquired in 2018 for $172,000. They have three sales. Ranging in sale price from $215,000 to $226,500. They've taken out 15% for cost of sale, resulting in a range between $170,000 and $184,825. Any rebuttal to that information, or same as before?
Yes, sir. I'll submit two sheets of paper.
Okay.
And same as before.
We'll mark this as PAOC. And the proper petitioner's evidence will be marked as PET1. Okay. Do you need, and does need any explanation, or is it the same same as previous hearing?
Basically, it's the same argument again, that they use their total square foot as a unit of comparison.
Okay.
Measurement of comparison. Property appraiser questions that methodology.
Are there any issues with these sales not being appropriate for comparison?
They all sold in 2020. Looking across the, I put in the gross living area underneath their total. The subject has a gross living of 2,051, 2,323. So no, sir. I mean, they're no. They look to be comparable. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Again, right. The other page I supplied, I put the these properties in our CAMA system, developed sales analysis. The weighted mean of these three comparables are at 91.19%. Square foot rate meeting of 77.85. Subject is being assessed at 74.37.
Okay. Investment property, rental properties?
Yes, sir.
All 20 of these are rental properties. Were any financial information provided, leases or expenses?
None.
For the property owner?
No, sir.
Okay, so no income analysis was done on these?
No,
the
sir.
Residential.
There was not enough market data to.
Okay. To a close, we'll move on to petition number 21-063. Property appraiser has provided the package. It'll be marked to PAOA. I mean B. I'm sorry, PAOB. This is key number 1590950. Could state the values for the record?
Yes, sir. The just value, assessed value, and taxable value are all the same at $153,924.
Okay. And if you could describe the property, explain how you made your assessment?
Yes, sir. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 298 Fairmont Drive, which is located in the neighborhood Avalon. The lot size is 6,965 square feet. The home was built in 2009 and has an effective year of 2009. The living area is 1,346 square feet. The adjusted square foot of the property is 1,000, or the building is 1,616 square feet. And total square feet under roof is 1,900 square feet. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of this property. As stated before, the market value is $153,924 or $94 $1,000.42 per adjusted square foot.
All right, the property record card shows that this property was purchased on March 18th, 2020 for $162,000.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So turning to pages 5 through 9 show all the sales within that community Avalon. There were 99 property sales within that community in 2020. Out of those 99 sales, we have chosen 4 sales that are most relative to the subject. These 99 sales have a weighted mean of 84.64%. Square foot rate median is $111.43. The subject is being assessed at $94.42. Turning to page 10 is our relative sales and or the relative properties to the subject. As you can see, comp one is the subject sale itself. The subject sold for $162,000 or $99.42 per adjusted square foot. Comp 2 sold for $171,000 or $90.57 per adjusted square foot. Comp 3 sold for $190,000 or $117.94 per adjusted square foot. Can I cut to the chase and just say square foot instead of adjusted square foot?
Yeah.
Okay. Comp 4 sell price sold for $199,500 or $107.55 per square foot. These 4 comparables, again subject included, have a weighted mean of 91.12%, square foot rate median of $103.49. The subject is being assessed at $94.42 per adjusted square foot. And again, page 11 is going to be the aerial map showing location of the property sales and the subject. And the remaining documents behind that are the property record cards of the comparable properties.
Okay. And again, on these analysis, you're placing greatest weight on sales comparison approach versus cost or income.
Yes, sir. Sales comparison approach. Again, there's not enough sales data within that community of income on rental properties to derive an income approach.
Right. Okay.
And I didn't supply any vacant land sales within there because the community is a package deal community, land and home, so there's no really vacant land sales to derive an actual land sale or land value.
Okay. All right. The petitioner's package has been labeled PET1, comprised of the petition, cover page. Taxpayer is seeking a value of $137,700. As mentioned, the property was purchased in 2020 for $162,000. There is kind of internet article or listing.
Looks like they went to realtor.com or whatnot and just printed out the whole information on it.
Okay, well, it's all truncated. I can't really. Let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 3, 4. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10 pages from this, whatever this internet is. It's for 298 Fairmont Drive, Spring Hill. Is that the subject?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm not sure what the context of what this is. There's no sales in here or other information. I do note that the estimated value on this for that property says $191,500. Okay, so that's the evidence from the petitioner. Do you have any rebuttal to that?
No, sir.
Okay. With that, we'll bring this hearing to a close. And move on to the next one, which is 2021-064. Key number is 596386. I have not been discussing who the ownership is. Is the ownership the same on all of these?
I believe on today's, yes, sir, the same SFR JV1 property.
They're all the same petitioner.
I believe they're all the same owner today.
Okay. Yes. Okay, so we have a package right here. We'll mark this as property appraiser PAOB. Okay, so if you could state the assessed value for the record.
The just value, the assessed value, and taxable value are all the same at $157,951.
Okay. If you could describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The subject property is located at 4552 Gondolier Road. It's in Spring Hill Unit 17. The lot size is 17,441 square feet, or $1.13 per square foot, giving the land value $19,708. This property sold on 3/19/2020 for $170,000.
Okay.
On page 4, you'll see the vacant land sales. Again, these vacant land sales are being supplied to support our cost approach located on our property record cards. Report number 1 or page 5, you'll see 13 property sales within neighborhood 5170. They have a weighted mean of $83.52%. Again, this is showing that we have considered the cost of sale in that market stratum on vacant land. Sales report number 2 are the 5 sales that are most relative to the subject. They have a weighted mean of eighty-nine point zero six percent. The square foot range of these sales range from $1.06 to $1.97, and the petitioner's land is at $1.13 per square foot.
All right, it says one was a resale, I guess. Is that right? Resale of comp 3?
Yes, sir. It sold resale comp number 3, or sold February 20 for $17,500 or $1.41, and resold on March 2020 for $19,900 or $1.61.
Oh, these are land sales too.
Yeah, yeah, okay. These are.
All right.
Page 7 will show the vacant land area map, and then the property record cards behind that area map are the comparable property of vacant land sales. Moving forward to page 19 through 23. In pages 19 through 23 are the sales analysis of that neighborhood 5170. There were 92 sales within that community. They have a weighted mean of $87.12%. Square foot rate median of those sales are at $93.37. The subject is being assessed at $76.71 per square adjusted square foot. Out of these 92 sales, 3 sales were most relative, and they'll find those sales on page 24. Page 24, comp 1 is also the subject property. Again, as we said, it sold for $170,000 or at $82.68. Comp 2 sold for $190,000 or $92.39 square foot. Comp 3 sold for $165,000 or $83.38 a square foot. These 3 sales have a weighted mean of 86.52%, square foot rate median of $83.38. Again, the subject is being assessed at $76.71. This is being presented to support that the property appraiser's market value adjust value is not overstated. There was not enough sales data, again, to form an income approach. Page 25 is going to be your area map. And the property cards behind that area map are the comparable properties.
Okay. The petitioner has provided a package to be marked PET1. This package consists of the petition, cover page stating the petitioner's seeking a value of $144,500. This package also notes that the property was purchased March 20th, 2020 for $170,000. And the package also includes several pages from that same website, appearing to be, I guess, the listing information for the subject property. But there does not appear to appear any other sales information in here, any grid or any analysis. Do you have any rebuttal?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll bring that case to a close. The next one is 21-065, key number 596108. The property appraiser has provided a package of evidence that will be marked as PAOB. Uh, could state the values for the record.
The just value, assessed value, and taxable value are all the same at $140,895.
And if you could describe the property and explain how you made your assessment?
Yes, sir. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 4424 O'Hara Street, located in neighborhood 5170. The lot size is 10,000 square feet. The home was built in 1989, having an effective year of 1998. The living area of the structure is 1,582 square feet. The adjusted square feet of the property or the home is 1,876. And the total square feet under roof is 2,168. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of the property. The subject's market value again is $148.95 or $73.85 per square adjusted square foot.
Okay, I see on the property record card that the property sold in 2019 for $150,500, but that's a disqualified sale. Do you know why that was disqualified?
I do not have that information with me, no, sir.
Okay. All right.
If you look at page 4, you'll see the vacant land synopsis. And page 5 are all the vacant land sales within 5170. There were 13 vacant land sales. They have a weighted mean of 83.52%. Page 6 are four sales that are most relative to the subject. Comp 1 sold for $1.22 square foot. Comp 2 sold for $1.95 a square foot. Comp 3, $2 a square foot. Comp 4, $2.60 a square foot. The rate ranges from $1.22 to $2.60. The subject is at $1.35. Again, the vacant land sales are being submitted to help support our cost approach, which is located on our property record cards.
Okay, but did you put any weight on that?
No, sir. I just, again, okay. It's just...
Just considered it?
Considered it, yes, okay. Sir.
And is that's the case for all 20 of the hearings?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Page 16 through 20. Looking at page 20, these are all the cells within neighborhood 5170. There were 92 cells. These 92 cells have a weighted mean of 87.12%, a square foot rate median of $93.37. And the subject again is at $73.85. Out of these 92 property sales, we felt five were the most relative, and those are going to be located on page 21. In the top left portion, you'll see the subject's information, and below that, you'll see comp 1, comp 2, and so on. Comparable 1 sold for at $159,900 or $90.23. Comp 2 sold for $167,000 or $92.57. Comp 3 sold for $106,000 or $49.50. Comp 4 sold for $73,500 or 87.65 cents, and then comp 5 sold for $142,000 or $75.94. These comparables have a weighted mean of 82.75%, a
square foot rate median of $87.65 per adjusted square foot. The subject again is being assessed at $73.85 per adjusted square foot. This evidence is being supported that the property appraiser's opinion or just value is not overstated. The income approach, again, there's not enough information of sales data to do an income approach. So it was not, it was considered but not generated due to lack of sales data. Page 22 is our area map. Again, the property record cards are follow behind that aerial map of the comps.
Okay. The petitioner has provided evidence package. It'll be marked PET1. Consists of a copy of the petition, a cover letter stating that the petitioner is requesting a reduction to $131,400. The summary of evidence page notes that the property was acquired on November 13th, 2019 for $150,500. Following that, there's an adjustment grid with four sales, ranging in price between $106,000 and $186,500. After making deductions for cost of sale, the range is between $106,000 and $162,925. Again, the petitioner is requesting $131,400. Behind that, there is a map of the location of the sales compared to the subject, and that completes their package. Does the property appraiser have any rebuttal on this package?
Yes, sir.
Great. We'll take this, mark this as a PAOC.
Again, all the sales were in 2020. The only thing that we would say again is the total square foot unit of measurement methodology is still in question, obviously. But comp number one, looks like it has a pool and a detached garage. And also comp two has a detached garage. We feel those two would be superior to the subject.
Okay.
Again, I just make a note of that. At the end of the day, at the bottom down there, the rate range in red ranged from $46.40 to $75.15. In the top left, using their methodology, you could say they're being assessed at $64.99 a square foot, which falls within the range. And so in the blue, it's $46 to $51, the range to $80.54. Again, that $64.99 falls within that range. We feel like it's not overstated using their methodology.
Okay.
And then also we supplied, again, a canvas system of these properties. As you can see, the first one was crossed out because it was a resale. It sold in February 2020 for $124,000 and then resold in November 2020 for $186,000.
So that's their number one?
There's that would be their comp number three.
Number three, 4636 Mariner Boulevard?
Yes, sir. That sold twice within the same year.
All right. And they're using the first or the second?
They're using the second.
Second, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And again, they have, based on our canvas system derived analysis here, they have a weighted mean of 90.48%. If you look at all these, including the one that sold in February 20, the square foot rate median is 69.66. If Do you remove that from the equation and use just what the petitioner has provided? The square foot rate median would be $72.80 with a simple mean of 74.62. And again, they're at $73.85 per adjusted square foot.
Okay. All right. I'll bring that case to a close. Next one is petition number 21-066. The key number is 722855. Property appraiser has a package. It'll be marked as PAOB. If the property appraiser could read the values into the record.
Yes, sir. The just value, assessed value, and taxable value are all the same at $180,274.
Okay, if you could describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 9459 North Fowl Street, which is located in neighborhood 5220 in Spring Hill Unit 22. The lot is 12,384 square feet. The home was built in 2019 and also has a 2019 effective age. The living area consists of 1,827 square feet. The adjusted square feet consist of 2,074 square feet. And the total under roof square feet consists of 2,317. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of the subject property. The subject property is being assessed at $85.73 per adjusted square foot. Also, the subject property sold in March of 2020 for $196,300. If you turn to page 4, you'll see our vacant land synopsis. Page 5 is our vacant land sales report 1. Again, which are all the vacant land sales within that neighborhood of 5220. And there were 6 sales. Those 6 sales have a weighted mean of 83.07%. Of those 6 sales, 5 were most relative to the subject. And they will be located on page 6. Comp 1 sold for 84 cents a square foot. Comparable 2 sold for $1.38 a square foot. Comp 3, $1.60 a square foot. Comp 4, $1.55 a square foot. And comp 5, $1.50. They range from 84 cents a square foot to $1.60. And the subject property's vacant land is assessed at $1.25 a square foot. Again, these vacant land sales are being presented today to help support our cost approach, which is located on our property record cards. Page 7 is our aerial map of those vacant lots and their sales. And then the property record cards follow for those comparable vacant land sales. Turning to page 18 through 22 are all the improved property sales within that neighborhood 5220. Looking at page 22, you'll see 86 property sales sold within that stratum. They have a weighted mean of 86.83%.
having a square foot rate meeting of $91.94. Again, the subject is being assessed at $85.73. Out of these 86 sales, the property appraiser selected 6 sales most relative to the subject. I apologize. Page 23, our sales are similar to the subject within the Spring Hill market area. We had to go outside of the six sales were relative. Out of 16 sales, 9 sales. If you're looking at page 23, out of 16 sales, 9 sales are relative to the subject in size and bedroom count. Out of the selected 9 sales, 3 are 2 stories and have 3 bathrooms. So turning to page 24. Are those 9 sales having a weighted mean of $93.92%, square foot rate median $94.87, subject again to $85.73. Turning to page 25, these are our comparables that we're submitting, and as a sales comparison approach, there are 3 sales. Out of those 3, one of them is the subject property, which is comparable number 2. These 3 sales have a weighted mean of $93.73%, square foot rate median of $94.87 a square foot per adjusted square foot, and the subject is at $85.73. This information is being presented to support our just value is not overstated. And again, the income approach was considered but not developed due to the lack of market data. Page 26 is the aerial map, and the 27 through 35 are the property record cards of the comparable sales.
All right. The petitioner has provided the package for review. We will mark this as PET1. It is comprised of a copy of the petition, cover letter stating that the petitioner is seeking a value reduction to $166,813. Summary of evidence states that the property was acquired 3/16/2020 for $196,250. And the remainder of the package are pages from the internet, realtor.com, pertaining to the subject property with the estimated value of $197,400. Do you have any rebuttal to this?
No, sir.
All right, no sales or any other analysis in this package. All right, I'm gonna bring this case to a close. Petition 21067 is key number 318230. Property appraiser has presented the package. It will be marked as a PAOB. If you could state the values for the record.
Yes, sir. The just value assessed and taxable values are all the same at $163,937.
And if you could describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir.
The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 5204 Juliet Court, which is located in neighborhood 5220 or Spring Hill Unit 22. The lot is 12,366 square feet. The home was built in 2003, having an effective year of 2003. The living area consists of 2,088 square feet. The adjusted square feet consist of 2,330 square feet, and the total square feet under roof consist of 2,528. No swimming pool is included in the exterior features of this property, and the property appraiser is assessing this property at $69.47 per adjusted square foot.
It appears from the property record card that the property was purchased January 27th, 2020 for $175,000. Has been considered a qualified sale.
The turning to page number 4 is our vacant land synopsis. Page 5, again, are all the vacant land property sales within unit with neighborhood 5220, and they have a weighted mean of 83.7%. Page 6 are the most relative comparable vacant land sales. Cell number 1.
Okay, let me ask. So yes. On this point, it says on the page, it says it doesn't have the mean, it's a zero. What was the mean?
On which one?
Apologies. On page 5.
Page 5. None of them will on the report. Okay. Number one, the reason why is we have to hand calculate it. Our sales analysis will not calculate this per rate, and that's why we, on page number 6, you'll see them hand input in the blue ink.
Okay.
So
oh,
we,
I see. Okay.
So we hand input the square feet and rates and
do
the math. So comparable number one sold for $1.38 a square foot. Number 2 sold for $1.60 a square foot. Number 3 sold for $1.55 a square foot. Comp 4 sold for $1.50. These range, the rate, this sales rate range from $1.38 to $1.60. The subject is being assessed at $1.25 a square foot for the land. This evidence is being supported that the this evidence, vacant land sales information, is being submitted to help support the cost approach, which is located on our property record cards. Page number 7 is our vacant land area map. And then pages 8 through 15 are the property record cards of those vacant land sales. Page 16 shows all the property sales within neighborhood 5220. There were 12 property sales within that community. They have a weighted mean of 85.16%. The square foot rate median $87.02. The subject is being assessed at $69.47 per adjusted square foot. Out of these 12 sales, 3 cells are relative to the subject, and we expanded our search out of the Spring Hill market areas to find one more close in proximity. So turning to page 17, this is what the property appraiser is being submitting and to support the just value. Comp 2 is the subject property sale and is included in our analysis. Starting with comp 1, it sold in for $202,500 or $79.03. The subject or slash comp 2 sold for $175,000 or $74.22. Comp 3 sold for $215,000 or $91.24. And comp 4 sold for $209,000 or $97.27.
These four comparables have a weighted mean of 87.87%, square foot rate median at $85.14 per adjusted square feet. The subject is being assessed at $69.47 per adjusted square feet. This evidence is being presented to support that the 2020 property values is not overstated, and the income approach was considered but not developed due to the lack of market data. Page 18 is the aerial map of these property sales and the subject, and then the property record cards follow that.
Okay.
The petitioner has provided a package of evidence. It consists of a copy of the petition, a cover sheet, requesting a reduction to $148,750. On the summary of evidence states that the property was acquired January 30th, 2020. For $175,000. The remainder of the package are pages from realtor.com pertaining to the subject property, showing an estimated value of $232,000. There are no other sales information or any other analysis found in the petitioner's package. Do you have any rebuttal to this?
No, sir.
All right. All right. Well, that'll bring this case to a close. We'll move on to petition number 21-068. The key number is 583684. Property appraiser has provided a package of evidence that will be marked as PAOB. If you could state the values for the record.
Yes, sir. The just value. The just value, assessed value, and taxable value are all the same at $162,304.
Okay, if you could describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 12205 Ronald Street, which is located in neighborhood 5160. The house sits on a 10,000-square-foot lot. The home was built in 2005, having an effective year of 2008. The living area consists of 1,768 square feet. The adjusted square feet of the home is 2,004, and the total square feet on the roof consists of 2,328 square feet. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of the subject property, and the property appraiser is assessing it at $79.63 per adjusted square foot. The subject property also sold March 2020 for $176,000.
Okay.
Turning to page 4 is our vacant land synopsis. Page 5 is all the proper vacant land sales on 5160, having a weighted mean of 84.70%. Page number 6 are the sales most relative to the subject's property. Comp 1 sold for $1.20 a square foot. Comp 2 sold for $1.20 a square foot. The next one resold. It sold June 2020 for $1.40 and resold in within the same month for $1.60 a square foot. Comp 4 sold for $1.80 a square foot. The next one in the line item, comp 5 sold again all within the same month. The first sale was $1.35 a square foot, and then the second sale was $1.52 a square foot. The square foot range of all these property transactions are $1.20 to $1.80 a square foot. The subject is being assessed at $1.25 a square foot for the land. These sales have a weighted mean of 86.85%. These vacant land sales are being submitted to help support our cost value, which are located on our property record cards. Page 7 is the vacant land area map. Page 8 through 17 are the property record cards of the of those comparable properties as far as vacant land goes. Pages 18 through 23. I'm looking at page 23 right now, which is showing there was 115 property sales within neighborhood 5160. These are improved property sales. Out of these 115 sales, 5 sales are most relative to the subject. But keep in mind, these 115 property sales have a weighted mean of 86.95%. Square foot rate median of these property sales are $91.51. Subjects at 79.63. Turning to page 24, are the 5 most relative sales to the subject. Comp 2 is the subject property. But going down the line, comparable 1 sold for $175,000 or $87.93. Subject / comp 2 sold for $176,000 or $86.47. Comparable 3 sold for $185,000 or $92.77. Comparable 4, $212,500 or $100.91. Comparable 5 sold for $137,000 or $66.16 a square foot. These 5 comparable properties have a weighted mean of 90.82%. Square foot rate median is $87.93 per adjusted square foot. The subject again is being assessed at $79.63 per adjusted square foot. This evidence is being presented to support the property appraiser's just values, not overstated. Property appraiser also considered income approach, but did not derive one due to the lack of market sales data or rent data. Page 25 is the area map of these property sales. Page 26 through 40 are the property record cards of the comparables presented.
Okay. The petitioner has provided a package of evidence. We'll mark this as PET1. The package includes a copy of the petition, a cover letter stating that the petitioner is seeking a value of $149,600. A summary of evidence indicating that the property was acquired March 13th, 2020 for $176,000. And the remainder of the package are pages out of the internet. Pertaining to the listing of the subject, there are no sales grids or any other analysis found in the package. Do you have any rebuttal for this?
No, sir.
All right, that'll bring that hearing to a close. The next hearing is 21-069. The key number is 528879. Property appraiser has provided a package that will be marked as PAOB. If you could state the values for the record.
Yes, sir. The just value, assessed value, and taxable value are all the same at $157,042.
And if you could describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 2048 Boulder Avenue, which is located in neighborhood 5130. The structure sits on a 10,000-square-foot lot. The home was built in 1987, having an effective year of 1994. The living area consists of 1,886 square feet, having 2,229 adjusted square feet. Total square feet under roof consist of 2,555. No swimming pool is included in the exterior features of the subject property. Turning to page 4 is our vacant land synopsis. Pages 5 through 6. Referring to page 6, there was 22 vacant land sales within 5130, and they have a weighted mean of 84.13%. Again, this is being presented that we have considered the cost of sale on these vacant land sales.
Okay.
Page number 7 are the 5 comparable vacant land sales most relative to the subject. They square foot range, they range from $1.80 a square foot to $2.75 a square foot. The subject is at $1.55 a square foot as far as the land. And again, this market evidence is being supported or being presented to support the cost approach, which is located on the property record cards. Page 8 is the area map of those vacant land sales. Pages 9 through 18 are the property record cards of those vacant land sales. Pages 19 through 25. Reading off page 25, there were 138 improved property sales in neighborhood 5130. They have a weighted mean of 85.20%, square foot rate meaning of $93.75. The subject is being assessed at $68.20 per square adjusted square foot. Out of these 138 sales, 5 sales are most relative in comparison to the subject. These 5 sales are located on page 26. Going down the list, comparable one sold for $175,000 or $77.60 a square foot. Comparable two sold for $199,500 or $92.01 a square foot. Comparable three is also the subject property, sold for $169,900 or $73.97 a square foot. Comparable four, $196,900 or $88 a square foot. Comparable five sold for $216,000 or $92.71 a square foot. These 5 comparables have a weighted mean are being assessed at a weighted mean of 82.92% to the sell price. Square foot rate median is $88 per adjusted square foot. The subject is being assessed at $68.20 per adjusted square foot. This evidence is being presented to support the sales approach. That the 2020 just value is not overstated. The income approach was considered but not developed due to the lack of income data in this market area. Page 27 is the area map of the improved property sales. Page 28 through 42 are the property record cards of the improved property sales. That completes
okay.
The property appraisers.
All right, the petitioner has provided evidence to be considered in their absence. We'll mark this as PET 1. The evidence consists of a copy of the petition, cover page stating that petitioner is seeking a reduction to $144,415. A summary of evidence page states that the property was purchased March 23rd, 2020 for $169,900. The remainder of this packet are pages from the internet, realtor.com, pertaining to the subject property listing, I believe, that states that the estimated value is $102,900. I'm sorry, $202,900. Do you have any rebuttal to that?
No, sir.
All right. We'll bring this case to a close. I'm going to pop up this one more. Yeah. Okay. The next petition is 21-071. The key number is 499561. Property appraiser has provided evidence that will be marked as PAOB. I'm sorry, 070 is the petition number. I misspoke. Let me mark this PAOB. 070. All right, so if the property appraiser could read the values into the record.
Yes, sir. The just value, assessed value, and taxable value are all the same at $190,427.
Okay, if you could describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 2449 Allegro Avenue, which is located in neighborhood 5090. The home sits on a 10,000 square foot lot. The structure was built in 2005 and also has an effective year of 2005. The living area consists of 2,236 square feet, having 2,447 adjusted square feet. And the total square feet under roof consists of 2,623 square feet. No swimming pool was included in the exterior features of the subject property. Also, the subject property sold in January of 2020 for $189,000. It was considered and will be used in our sales analysis. Referring to page number 4 is our vacant land synopsis. Page 5 through 6, reading from page 6, there were 17 vacant land sales within neighborhood 5090. They have a weighted mean of 84.87%. Of these 17 property vacant land sales, The property appraiser chose five that were most relative to the subject's land. Cell number one sold, or these five prop, these five comparable cells range from $1.40 a square foot to $2.15 a square foot. The subject is being vacant land, or subject's land is being assessed at $1.40 a square foot. The weighted mean of these cells are at 81.40%. Again, these are being presented to today to support the cost approach, which is developed on our property record cards. And it was page 8 is going to be the vacant land area map of those property sales. Page 9 through 18 are the property record cards of the vacant land sales. Pages 19 through 25, reading off page 25, there was 135 improved property sales in neighborhood 5090. These 135 property sales are being assessed to the sell price at a weighted mean of 86.96%. 135 sales have a square foot rate median of 90.61 a square foot. Subject is being assessed at $76.62 per adjusted square foot. Out of these 135 sales, three sales are most relative to the subject. We went outside the market area to gather some additional support. Reading off page 26. This is the property appraisers comparables that are being presented today to support the 2020 or the 2021 assessment. Subject is also comparable number one. Comparable number one sold for, or slash subject sold for $189,000 or $76.03 a square foot. Comp two sold for $205 or $79.92 a square foot. Comparable three sold for $214,900 or at a $89.67 rate. Comparable four sold for $188,000 or $80.70. Comparable five sold for $197,000 or at $85.66 a square. Comparable five sold for $245,000 or at $95.25 square. These six comparable properties have a weighted mean of weighted mean of 92.30%. They have a adjusted square foot rate of $83.18. The subject is being assessed at $76.62 per adjusted square foot. This sales comparison analysis is being presented to support the property appraiser's just value is not overstated. An income approach was considered but not developed due to the lack of market sales or rent analysis or rent data at the property appraiser's office. Page 27 is the area map of the improved property sales. Page 28 through 36, I'm sorry, through 45 are the property record cards of these improved property sales. And this concludes the property appraiser's presentation.
Okay. The petitioner's evidence is marked as PET1, comprised of a copy of the petition, a cover page stating that the petitioner is seeking a reduction to $160,650. A summary of evidence stating that the property was purchased in January 10th of 2020 for $189,000. And then there are some pages from a website pertaining to the subject property. showing an estimated value of $253,000. End of this package, there is a grid of three comparable sales and a map showing the location of those sales. These sales are range in price between $173,000 and $214,900. They're all 2020 sales. The adjusted price after cost of sale ranges between $160,550 and $181,015. The property, or the petitioner, has reconciled these to $163,500. Does the property appraiser have any rebuttal to this?
Yes, sir.
Evidence. Okay. The package here, we'll label this one as a PAOC.
Same as before, using their methodology of the total square foot on the roof. If you use the rate ranges in the red, they range, the sales range from 60, and this is after cost of sale, mind you, $61.21 to $69.01. The blue rate rates range from $61.25 to $72.27. Per their methodology, the PA is assessing them at $72.66, just outside the high range on the blue. The property appraiser took their three comparables and the subject property, because it sold in January of 2020 for $189,000, put it in our sales analysis grid. These four sales have a weighted mean of 92.16%, square foot rate median of $87.92. The subject is being assessed at $76.62 per adjusted square foot. That concludes our rebuttal.
Okay. All right. I just have a general question. In your review, I know some of these included sales and resales, and in your general review, are you of the opinion that values have been going up since last year or down since last year?
They're still increasing, but not near like they were the year before.
Okay. All right.
But they are.
Understanding of that in this market.
I talk to people, the realtors and so forth, and as soon as it's, I guess, the supply and demand, as soon as that house goes on the market, they're getting conned. But the, from what I understand, in this year, I should say, in 2021, the sales are slowing down. I'm sorry. 2020 was still hot.
2020, so they were still going up.
They're still hot.
As
soon as they go on the market, they'd be. But yeah, but I've heard that 2021 is slowing down a little bit.
We'll find that out next year.
Exactly.
All right. We're halfway through these, so I think we're going to take a little break, go off the record, and then we'll come back a little bit and finish the rest of them up.
Go ahead.